Collins and his buddy Howard Jones doing No One Is to Blame from Z95.5. Let's check the news with Colleen in just a jiffy right after this.
Sam, he's run away from home.
Good, he's 36 years old. It's about time.
No, no, not our son. Our car, the Chevy.
Wait a minute. That's ridiculous. I just filled him up yesterday.
Oh, I think there's more to it than that, Sam. It's that day off you promised him.
Oh, yeah, that. Well, I was
But you promised, Sam. You could have taken a SEMTA bus to work just once last week, and you would have loved it. SEMTA service is convenient and so dependable you could set your watch to it.
Give your car a day off and ride with SEMTA. SEMTA, we're driving to be the best.
Now with today's top news stories, here's Colleen Burkhardt. Good morning, Colleen.
Good morning, Dick. The news is sponsored by Federal Collateral and Diamond Creations. Thunderstorms dumped more than 4 inches of rain yesterday on Michigan's southern lower peninsula, spawning at least 3 tornadoes and causing flash flooding in Detroit and Grand Rapids. The National Weather Service says the tornadoes were reported within a 20-minute period in Kent, Barry, and Oakland counties, and authorities said there were no immediate reports of injuries. The Weather Service says 4 funnel clouds also were reported to each in Owego and Oakland counties. I'm Colleen Burkhardt for Z95.5.
Z95.5 on AM 1500 with your chance every day to win $5,000 in daily cash. This is Dick Burton on WCZY, AM and FM Detroit.
All hits, Z95.5.
It's not raining out. Leastwise, it ain't raining, as they say. It's in Livonia, 4 after 6, 6:04 at the time. Welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. Hour 2 of the Dick Burton program on the air between now and 10 o'clock on this Thursday morning, the 12th of June. Well, look who's back, Renee and Angela, and you don't have to cry. In the morning, this is Dick Burton on Z95.5.
The Z95.5 $5,000 daily cash triple play. Song number 1, I Can't Wait, New Shoes. Song number 2, Take On Me, Aha. Song number 3, Crush On You by the Jets. These songs in order in their entirety are worth $5,000 in cash. For your chance to win, stand by and leave it here where the point makes the difference.
All hits, Z95.5.
We're tasting the good times, this is the one.
Then it gets when you're hungry for fun.
Today is opening day for salad season. To toss out the first salad, the chef from Bennigan's.
Listen to that crowd, Phil. What do you think of Bennigan's new lineup of salads?
Frankly, Frank, I'm excited. 4 brand new, fabulously fresh salads.
Well, hold on. They're about to toss out the fresh fruit salad. Oh, look at those luscious bits of cantaloupe, pineapple, banana.
And that strawberry yogurt dressing.
Here's a real rookie Oriental chicken salad.
Yep, luscious garden fresh mushrooms, carrots, and chicken sautéed in Oriental spices.
Next, the shrimp of the team. Shrimp Waldorf salad, succulent shrimp, crisp apples. Bet you it's a big hit with the fans.
Looks like we're about to start. Everyone's stepping up to the plate. Look at them dig into those salads.
Come on, folks. Head out to Bennigan's. There's still good seats available.
Get your salads here. Get your nice, fresh salads.
Tasting the good times. This is the one. Bennigan's. When you're hungry for fun. Bennigan's. When you're hungry for fun. Bennigan's.
If you don't want to miss any of the... Or the... Or even the... And especially the... Come to the Detroit Grand Prix June 20th through the 22nd. For tickets, just call 259-7749. Any Ticket World outlet or any AAA office. But hurry. The race weekend is coming fast. And tickets are going like...
Okay, it's 10 after 6. It's 10 in the morning from Z95.5. I see where Oakland County still can't find any place to build a prison. They say they just can't. I just find it hard to believe. There's a big open area right between the Birmingham Theater and the Midtown Cafe. I just don't think they're trying. Well, it's 6:10 in the morning. Periods of sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers by afternoon. I should be 75. Clearing and cooler tonight, low 55. Friday, mostly clear and a high around 80. Right now, it's 69 degrees, cloudy outside. And no rain.
Z95.5.
with OMD doing If You Leave. Well, it's up and at 'em here, Tom. It is not raining. It's cloudy, 69 degrees, humidity 93. The wind south 8, barometer is 2960 and steady, if all these things mean something to you. Periods of sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy and cooler, and a 40% chance of showers by afternoon. High 75 degrees. Clearing and cooler, low 55 tonight, and then tomorrow, Friday, mostly clear, sunny, high about 80. So, Thursday, June 12th is the day today. Good morning.
Good morning, Dick. This is Joe Carcione, a greengrocer and unindicted co-conspirator.
Well, I guess things are a little heavy down on the eastern market area down there these days, huh, Joe? But tell me, you're really not involved, are you?
Only as an innocent bystander, Dick.
Okay, now what happened here with this Jackalone stuff? And
okay.
Yeah.
I'm in my store rearranging my zucchini.
Yeah.
Which, incidentally, are a valuable source of potassium, Dick.
Sure, I bet they are.
And two guys come in and place an order.
For vegetables?
Not exactly. They come in, they say, we want to use your market, vegetable.
Joe, don't you mean we want to use your vegetable market?
No. If I didn't let them use the market, they'd turn me into a vegetable.
I see. Okay, well, what did you do?
Well, I decided it would be a good time to do several pieces for my show right from the farm and eliminate the middleman.
I see. Sure. So are you calling for the farm now?
Yes, Dick. I'm speaking to you right from a cornfield.
You know, Joe, in all the programs you've done for us, this is the first time I've ever heard you mention corn.
I'm sorry, Dick, but right now I'm working with FBI corn.
What is FBI corn?
The big ears.
I get it.
I'm kind of a stalkout.
Are you going to testify against these guys?
Probably not, Dick.
Uh-huh.
I found out that regular breathing is a valuable source of potassium.
So long, Joe.
This is Joe Carcione, a green grocer, saying, I don't know nothing.
You'll feel good. You'll feel good. Feel good in a Ford. From your Metro Detroit. Ford dealers, from your Metro Detroit Ford dealers, feels good!
Remember when you could talk to the owner when shopping for appliances? Remember when service was a priority and you didn't have to barter for the best price? Well, John Duncan at International Appliance at Woodward between 14 and 15 Mile wants you to know customer satisfaction always comes first. So this week, International Appliance is rolling out the red carpet to invite you to their national sale. How about these savings? A GE washer large capacity two-speed, $329. Receive a free year supply of name brand detergent on selected models. GE dryers starting as low as $199. And family size GE refrigerators starting as low as $299. And for those hot summer days, GE air conditioners from $199. Come take part in big savings all week at International Appliance on Woodward between 14 and 15 Mile. Meet Dr. Mark Andrews from The Morning Show this Saturday, June 14th, between 11:30 a.m. and 1:30 p.m., and have a free Fifth Avenue Frank, New York's finest gourmet hot dog, available exclusively at Quarton Market in Birmingham at Maple and Chesterfield. So see Doc for a free hot dog Saturday and celebrate savings all week at International Appliance.
Number one for
C95.5, 622 in the morning. Let's do the Rooster Club wake-up call right now from a card received in the old mail here. And they requested a call about this time of the morning. So let's give it a shot. 622 at 69 degrees. Cloudy. High today, 75. Ooh, what was that? A shot?
You gave it a shot.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Rigby?
Uh-huh.
Hi, this is Dick Purton calling from Z95.5. Yes, Miss. You're not Eleanor. Tell me you're not Eleanor.
No.
You're not. Good. I got a card from Roger N. Rigby.
Yes.
That's your husband?
Yes, it is. And he's out of town.
Roger's out of town. Sit right where you are, Angles. I see. Well, we had this card. We got it in January. It said, please call at 6:15. We gave him a little time here, figuring wake him up after he was awake, but that doesn't make sense.
I normally slept in here.
And you slept in today.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that something? Do you work, Mrs. Rigby?
Yes.
What is your first name?
Janice.
Pardon?
Janice.
Janice Rigby. Okay. And where do you work?
At the Heyman Company.
The Heyman Company?
Huh?
What do they make or do?
A property management company.
I see. Okay. What properties do you manage?
It's shopping centers and office plazas.
Oh, I see. Any little Rigbys?
Yeah, three little Rigbys.
They're all sleeping, too?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Well, Well, I'm sorry we woke you up there, Janice, but what do we have for Mrs. Rigby? Anything at all, Sterling?
Well, Dick, she would have won a silver Ferrari, a trip around the world, and a half gallon of Melody Farms ice cream.
So instead of all that, we're just going to send her the half gallon of Melody Farms ice cream since we woke you up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Janice, thank you. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Janice Rigby there, wife of Roger N. Rigby, who's out of town. 624, if you'd like to call some morning, the Rooster Club, send your card to Rooster Club Wake Up Call, WCZY, AM and FM, Detroit, 48237. And kindly put down the time of the morning you'd like us to call between 6 and 7.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the annual ABC Warehouse Tent Sale. A colossal collection of color TVs, VCRs, stereos, and appliances priced so low, they're called the greatest low on earth. See death-defying discounts. Marvel at factory-trained salesmen. Thrill the store managers marking down prices on everything and performing it without a net. Step right up and save on a complete Sanyo home stereo system, including cabinet, now just $299 or less. Or save on an audio box in-dash AM-FM cassette car stereo, now just $49 installed. And under the big top, there's additional savings on floor samples, odds and ends, and one-of-a-kinds. With any major purchase, get a free watermelon. So bring the family, bring your friends, have your friends bring their friends. Just don't miss the annual ABC Warehouse Tent Sale. ABC Warehouse, the closest thing to wholesale.
All right, thank you. Time now for the sports at 6:25 on a Thursday morning. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning, Jake. Good morning, everybody. Sports this morning is sponsored by Ford Motor Company Electrical and Electronic Division. The Tigers played a decent game last night, beat the Yankees 9-3 in the final game of their three-game series. Lou Whitaker knocked in two runs for the Tigers on three hits to lead the way. Darnell Cole's probably the best new acquisition on the ball club, went 4-for-5. Red Wings general manager Jimmy Devolano is hearing from people that want to coach the club. Jimmy D has received 8 applications. They include Larry Plo, former Hartford coach and GM, now in the minor leagues, former Olympic coach Lou Vero, Rick Lee, the coach of the Muskegon Mohawks, Ron Smith, an assistant coach of Team Canada, Pierre Paget, assistant coach of the Calgary Flames, Don Blackburn, a former Hartford coach, now a TV commentator, Eddie Jackman, a former Red Wings goalie coach, and Mike Murphy, an assistant with the L.A. Kings.
Eddie wants to coach the Red Wings.
Yep, he's put in that application.
You know, the last time I saw Eddie, I think the last time anyway, he did not have a wrinkle in his face.
He's got a lot of gray hair. Yeah.
Not a wrinkle in his face.
He doesn't need this job.
He doesn't need that job.
No. He's too nice a guy.
Oh.
He'll have some wrinkles if he coaches the Wings.
That's what I mean. He's going to, he'll develop them.
Right. We were talking in the press box at Tiger Stadium the other night about perhaps bringing Gordie Howe back to become general manager or coach or something
Gordie
like that.
Gordie doesn't need that.
And, you know, we were talking, and someone said, and it might have been Scott Wally, who said, what a way to turn 25 years of happy memories
right.
sour
oh, exactly.
in 6 months.
You just don't do that.
Same thing with Eddie. You know,
yeah,
that's
exactly.
why I forget
mm-hmm.
this guy for the job. I mean, he's too nice a guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure he wants it, and he feels he could do a good job. And he probably could, but don't take the chance.
That's right.
Don't take the chance.
I agree with that. What do you think, Doc, yourself?
Oh, geez. Yeah. I might end up being like 6'2". I don't need that information.
You think so?
Then I'd have to go out and buy all new clothes,
too. Yeah, that's true. You
what
would.
A problem that would be.
That's right. And you, you know, wouldn't be as popular with the girls as you are now.
That's right. That, too.
That's right. A lot of women like short men.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
do. That's right.
So I'll just stay as I am.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy this job a little bit more.
Is that why you called the Larry King talk show and tried to get a job in New York, right there nationally?
Would I ever have an opportunity to do it?
I see.
I'm not talking like next week. Is that phone call for me, Dick? Anyway, Pistons assistant coach Dick Carter is looking for a job, a head coaching job in the NBA. Pistons have been talking with other assistant coaches. One candidate includes former Cleveland Cavs assistant and also interim head coach Gene Little. The 86th U.S. Open starts play this morning in Southampton, New York. And World Cup soccer scores from yesterday. Mexico beat Iraq 1-0. Belgium and Paraguay tied at 2. Morocco over Portugal 3-1. England shut out Poland 3-0. Today, Brazil takes on Northern Ireland, while Spain goes up against Algeria.
You mentioned the Pistons are looking for what?
An assistant coach.
Yeah.
And their assistant coach, Dick Carter, is looking for a head coaching job.
I see.
He's trying to get to Cleveland right now. That's mm-hmm. his top spot. So they're talking with people right
now. Well, why doesn't Dick Carter of the Pistons go with the Red Wings as their head coach and Eddie Jockeman take the assistant coaching spot with the Pistons? That way they don't have to worry about their reputations being on the line.
Yeah. That's a good
idea. They just start a new career,
Maybe we ought to call Devilano and give him that advice.
You want to do that? We'll call Jimmy?
Okay, maybe
we'll have Jimmy on the air in 1 hour.
Okay, good.
It's 6:30 now.
Now, I don't know if y'all taking notice or not, but trucking's changing. I remember the big rigs, the convoys, and all the whoop-de-doo.
Z95.5 weather. Periods of sunshine this morning, that's what they say. Periods of sun this morning, becoming cloudy and cooler. 40% chance of showers by afternoon. High should be 75 degrees. Tonight, clearing and cooler, low 55, and on Friday, it'll be mostly clear. With a high about 80, it's cloudy and 69 degrees. Humidity 93, the winds are south at 8 miles. Per the barometer is steady at 2960, and that's the weather. All hits,
Daily Cash Triple Play, song number one.
All hits all summer long, Z95.5.
George Michael doing a different quarter at 24 till 7 on Z95.5. It's cloudy and 69 degrees, high 75. Periods of sunshine this morning. Becoming cloudy and cooler, 40% chance of showers by afternoon. Humid enough for you. Yesterday morning, it was 100% of humidity. It's only 93 on the humidity scale right now.
I'd say love was a magical flame.
Z95.5, and that is, George Michael's A Different Corner, the name of that. Cloudy and 69 degrees outside. This is Dick Pertin. That's 20 till 7, and we're looking for a little sunshine anyway this morning. And then cloudy and cooler today, high 75. Good morning.
Good morning, Dick. Andy Rooney.
Good morning, Andy.
I got a smorgasbord of questions this morning.
All right, Andy, what do you have?
Don't you just hate those windows the auto companies put in the back seat of their cars? I mean, they only go halfway down.
Yeah.
They say they do that to keep your kid from jumping out.
Yeah.
Dick, I say if your kid is dumb enough to jump out the window of a moving car, you're probably better off without him.
Okay, Andy.
I don't know. It's weird. And, Dick, what's wrong with these college students today?
What do you mean, Andy?
Don't those Michigan State kids have better things to do than to tarnish the image of a wholesome institution like pornography? I heard yesterday that the MSU Board of Directors is thinking of changing the school's name to SNMU.
Could be. I hadn't heard that one yet, Andy.
As news of the day, I guess.
Uh-huh.
And finally, Dick, have you seen this new air purifier from General Electric?